Time again to visit with Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of our Wisconsin beef producers and the Beef Checkoff. Wisconsin Beef Council oversees that. And of course, our partners with the Equity Cooperative Livestock, they're proud to sponsor these Checkoff Chats. You can visit their website, equitycoop.com, for all your livestock marketing needs. Interesting guest along with us today. Her name, Maya Holcomb. She is a student at the Nicolet Area Technical College up in Rhinelander, and she brought national acclaim to the state of Wisconsin for her involvement in the National Collegiate Veal Culinary Contest. Now, Maya, tell us a little bit about yourself. I've never stopped and thought much about the Nicolet Technical College up in Rhinelander, but you've been a part of its educational circles for a little while, huh?
Yes, I have. Thank you so much, Pam. I am a student at Nicolet, and I've been there for 2 years. I am originally from Plymouth, Wisconsin. It's the cheese capital of Wisconsin, if I do believe so. So I did not grow up on a farm myself, but I did know a lot of dairy and cattle producers in my area. Mm-hmm. And I think that just like this program specifically kind of brought me back to that. I know that there are some myths perhaps about veal or misconceptions about veal and the production of it. But just having that general knowledge and knowing that it was produced well and that I knew so many people who appreciated farms and did so well, mm-hmm. This made it so much more important for me to do well in this competition.
Yeah, cool.
I learned so much. There was even a virtual tour from the Provotel Veal Farm in Alba, New York, that really brought all of the participants in this competition like right into the farm. It was a really in-depth tour that kind of detailed how veal is produced, the growth, the timeline, and when it's brought to market. So
definitely educational. Anything in particular that struck you, Maya, when you got that behind-the-scenes look at veal production?
Sure. I maybe even had some misconceptions about veal before I did this. I definitely thought that veal maybe was harvested younger. I think the most interesting thing I learned was that milk-fed veal is the most common veal on the market. And that I believe it's harvested nearly around 500 pounds. The other thing I found really interesting is how technological some of these barns are and just the feeding processes and procedures and tracking of treatments that calves have been given, throughout their life. I just found that really interesting and just added to, the knowledge that this meat is, produced carefully and sustainably.
Yeah. Were there a lot of contestants in this competition, to the best of your knowledge, Maya?
I wish there were more, to be honest. I think there were 7 other teams. So the competition was you could have a group or you could do it solo. I chose to go solo. But there were a couple other teams from other colleges, like Fox Valley Technical College, I think, was one, and the Milwaukee Area Technical College was another. I really appreciated this competition. I hadn't really had an opportunity for a competition like this where there was such an educational aspect of it, and I think that was one of the best parts. The specific recipe I did will actually be featured on the restaurant that I'm currently working on. We're rolling out a new menu for the summer, and my veal recipe will be on that menu. And I'm really excited to take the opportunity to tell people about it, give them some quick facts, and, have people try veal.
Excellent. Well, that is really good news. So tell us a little bit about your award-winning recipe. What did you first learn about veal as an ingredient in working through that entry?
I think when I heard of the competition, the main thing I wanted to focus on is in looking a little out of different veal recipes, it was usually coated or fried. But something I really wanted to do was just focus on the chop itself. So I did a really simple marinated veal chop. I marinated it with olive oil and some herbs like oregano and basil and thyme and garlic. And I grilled it. I paired it with a really simple cherry balsamic sauce. But I think like the main thing I wanted to do, and I conveyed that in my competition submission, that I really just wanted to focus on the meat itself and kind of highlight that. So I think I did pretty good in that.
Well, obviously, she is a national winner. We're talking to Maya Holcomb. She's a student at the Nicolet Area Technical College up in Rhinelander. And for this conversation, we're so proud that she was a National Collegiate Veal Culinary Contest winner, representing the state with, as she said, her veal chop, and learning a lot along the way. Checkoff Chat, again, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your Beef Checkoff Tollers, and our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Board as well, proud to be a part of this program. So tell me a little bit, describe for folks that have never tried veal, what is the texture like, Maya? I'm assuming a mild flavor, but tell people what they should look forward to experiencing if they try veal or come up to your restaurant in Rhinelander and try it.
I think if you try veal, you should expect a very tender, like you said, mild meat that just has an all-around flavor that is reminiscent of beef, maybe a little bit of pork, but overall, I think you just experience a new type of meat that you may not commonly have. So I would definitely encourage anybody to try veal on any menu if you see it anywhere.
You know, like you said, being such a mild flavored meat, did you have to be careful, checks and balances when it came to the spices, the seasonings that you used?
I did, in a sense. I would definitely suggest that if you're going to experiment or use a sauce for veal, try something bright and fruity, and it'll kind of bring out a little bit more of those beefy flavors. But I would definitely try for something light. If the meat is mild, you want to try for something a little brighter and, I guess, something that has a little pizzazz.
Well, obviously, yours works. How long did it take you to put the combination together before you actually submitted your recipe?
It maybe took me a couple weeks of thought, but overall, I kind of had a good idea with the inspiration of, I guess, my childhood experiences, knowing some farmers, that I really wanted to kind of dedicate this dish to Wisconsin. So in doing such, I really tried to pick out and focus on the meat, but complement it with some Wisconsin ingredients like the dark cherries, reminiscent of Door County cherries. Mm-hmm. And I did use a local Wisconsin honey in the recipe. And it's a really simple recipe. It's totally doable. So if anybody wants to try it, yeah, I would definitely recommend trying it.
Well, that is just excellent. And I so look forward. What's the name of the restaurant where we can try it this summer?
It's at Bootlegger's Supper Club in Tomahawk, Wisconsin.
Well, there we go. That's my new summer destination. Maya, thank you, and congratulations again. Thanks so much for representing not only Wisconsin, but our important veal industry, and bringing home the title.
Thank you so much.
Very cool. Maya Holcomb along with us, like I said, a student at Nicolet Area Technical College in Rhinelander, and important for this conversation, you should know, recent National Collegiate Veal Culinary Contest winner with her veal chop, and as she said, some other key Wisconsin ingredients to keep that flavor intact and let consumers, now especially in Tomahawk, enjoy it on their menu. If you ever want any menu suggestions or recipes on items like veal, of course, the Wisconsin Beef Council is ready to help. Their website, beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Again, this is Checkoff Chats with Maya Holcomb, brought to you courtesy of your Wisconsin beef producers. And remember, that includes our dairy industry. They are at beeftips.com. And thanks also to the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association, proud sponsor of these Checkoff Chats. Visit them at equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs.